You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the eve of one of the great holidays on your calendar, the 4th of July, a holiday that really celebrates everything that's great in this country, America. You know the old cliches, baseball and apple pie. Well, the Boston Red Sox play a style of baseball that is un-American, in my opinion. They play a crappy... When you got Sean McDonough in that monotone voice saying, if they're going to continue to play this way, a man who brings passion to every sporting event he does, but when you watch Little League caliber baseball at Fenway Park, Nick Fitzy Stevens...
That's a Little League I would not want to be associated with, friend.
Yeah, it's funny because there is actually a Little Fenway down by me in Dighton, Rehoboth. One of those communities has a great Little Fenway replica. You play tournaments there. Little League teams are supposed to play at Little Fenway, but at Big Fenway, the real Fenway, America's most beloved ballpark, you're not supposed to look like a Little Leaguer. And Red Sox baseball was back, and I'm going to say something in this hour, in this early segment here on WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. I'm going to say something here that I'm probably not going to say when I revisit Red Sox talk with one Ted Johnson, maybe in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Ted was right. We were wrong. Yeah. The momentum is gone. The optimism is gone. And Fitzy, I just said this to John Lyons, and he really liked the take, so I workshopped it. Going to bring it on air now.
If it survived the Lions' Den, it's a take that's meant to live.
So you know the old Godfather line? Just when I think I'm out, they drag me back in.
I was going to go with leave the gun, take the cannoli. But
I like that one, too. Used that on my son the other day. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, forget it. It'll take too long to explain.
Don't worry. Hey, I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse.
Huh? In The Godfather, it's just when you think you're out, they drag you back in. Well, the Boston
Red Sox... part of Godfather 3, legitimately.
The Boston Red Sox are the opposite. Just when I think I'm back in, they push me out. And that's what they did last night. Like, I want to like you. I want to be excited. I want to feel momentum. I want to be invested in the baseball team in July. And what do? You go out and turn a nice 3-0 lead into a 4-3 deficit with a grand salami and then just kick the ball around, base running, all the fundamental things we've been talking about for a while. All I could think of was, oh, no, we suck again. And guess what? You know what I'm done with for now till they pull me back in? Is the Boston Red Sox. They snookered me. They suckered me yesterday. Their manager was apparently joking like, hey, when are we going to go to the White House next year? According to what Sam Kennedy told the Greg Hill Show this morning. Guess what? You ain't going to the White House. I can't even use the old line. The only way you're getting in the White House is to buy a ticket like the rest of us. Because I don't think you really buy tickets to the White House. You actually kind of need to be invited to get in there. So you're not going to the White House, Alex Cora, because your baseball team
is... Or you can invite yourself in early January. Whatever works.
Or you can jump the fence and see if you can make it. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying. People
Let's
have tried
our
it.
Cookouts on July 4th, not January 6th, people. Come on. Take care. Don't want to be paying for any more beautiful bills. Andy, I thought, so first, after we all hung out and watched the Greg Weissert just absolutely squeeze cheese down Broadway so that the Reds could park it over the wall and take that 3-0 lead and turn it into 4-3, it was legitimately just one. It's like they went into the, like they looked to the greatest hits album, but by greatest hits, I mean all the worst things that they've done all season long, and checked every box, like bad throws, bad base running, errors, untimely, you know, no timely hitting, just one quintessentially 2025 Red Sox error after another. And here's the thing. None of those things had to have, like, injuries have happened. Casas being out for the year, Bregman missing 2 months. All these things, you can't do much about that. That injuries are a part of the game, okay? But these unforced errors, these self-inflicted wounds are absolutely unbearable. Like, just, this is such bad baseball. And beyond Ted being right, when
don't say
he can hear. He's like your phone. He's always listening.
Damn it.
Aside from Ted yesterday pushing back, which at the time we thought was negative Nellyism and just, you know, sports radio contrarianism, if you will, he's right. Like, this team cannot do enough to consistently make you believe in them. We'll have our fun getting in and riding the wave from time and time again, but all we do is, like in any bad relationship, we feel like we get abused, we get sucked back in, and they do this to us. And it led me last night to think long and late, staying up way too late, looking at stuff for today's show and just not being able to sleep, thinking...
Or celebrating you didn't have to pay for the little show outing we had. I was hosed. I don't know what the hell happened there. I think it was rigged. It was a cold card. Whatever your credit card was in the freezer before you put it in the hat.
So Andy, there's a reason why I carry a very heavy metal-plated American Express corporate card.
Cheap ass.
You got game, son. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Andy.
Some beach.
Listen, don't worry, but you know I'm good for bar pizzas and some frosty bevs at Widowmaker around the corner, the next corporate outing. Anyway, honestly, I was thinking about it last night, and I think we're actually going about this all the wrong way. We are still thinking about... So it's actually, you know what, Andy? It's actually our fault. This is on us. This is exactly who the Red Sox are.
It's my fault they suck?
Yep, it 100% is.
Not Cora, not Breslow.
Nope.
Their
honestly,
player
Walker
development.
Bueller, Walker Bueller's a broken man. You got a bullpen full of hoo-hoo and hey-hey and who and like, how the hell did you get here? You don't have Casas. We were sold 92-70, and I'm not even going to do the math right now because it's just getting, it's what, 49-25?
I think we should burn the tote board.
We may have to burn the tote.
No one cares anymore about the stupid, how they're going to get to 92 wins. It ain't. That's like saying, how's Andy going to dunk with a ladder? If a ladder's not an option, then he ain't dunking. The Red Sox ain't getting to 92 wins.
How's Fitzy going to squat 225 pounds
right.
if Will Campbell's holding the...
How's the EMTs going to get it off your back when you crush to the floor?
So... this is exactly who they are. Walker Bueller is a broken man. They signed someone in hopes that he was going to be able to return to form, but they took a flyer on a discount guy. Lucas Giolito's been better than not, but you missed an entire year out of him, and he's probably going to be only one of your only trade components. Alex Bregman is a veteran, but he caught the Fenway flu this year. Casas is out for the year, and now you're starting a bunch of rookies and a bunch of guys that quite honestly should be, you know, replacement-level players or backups. We're thinking of this iteration of the Red Sox as the team that is capable of winning 92 games, challenging for the American League crown, and facing off against the Dodgers for the World Series. They are so far from that. This is exactly who they are. They have showed us, they have told us in big, like, you know, when you're at the beach, Andy, you're on the boat, I'm at the beach in the Cape, whatever, and you hear the biplane flying over, and it's an ad for like Bacardi or 2-for-1, you know, lobsters tonight at Lobster Palace or something.
Yeah.
They are flying banners over the beach right now that say we are a whatever. I don't know. I didn't know. Is there a place I should have name checked that should sponsor this afternoon?
No free ads here. So
yeah,
Lobster Palace will do.
No free ads for you, huh? Unless it's Miller Lite or Narragansett.
Or
sponsor.
Hey Dudes. Hey Dudes, my friends at Hey Dudes. Sydney Sweeney must have heard me.
Oh, you know what we should do? Why don't we get them to sponsor a segment? It's July 3rd. Bear with us, people. Let's do a segment where we each throw some wild takes at each other and we call it, hey, dude. And what we do is I say to you, like, hey, dude, what about blank? You're welcome. Hey,
I don't hate it. Give us
a
call.
Ball is listening.
Lines
Dan
are open, hey, dude.
Zach, can you text Dan Ball with that? Thanks so much, buddy. I owe you a beer. But it's like they're flying a banner over the beach that says, this is who we are, and we're ignoring it blissfully, thinking they're just going to turn it around.
Yep.
This is a 500 baseball team full of replacement-level players, rookies on the fly, and banged-up veterans. That's what we get.
To play your side of the street with a dated movie reference,
uh-huh.
I keep Very thinking these Red Sox go with heavy stuff won't be down for some time now. Like, it's not really raining. This is fine. We can play through this. No, you stink. You make – and the worst part for me is you won the series, but it feels like you lost the series because of the way you lost last night. If you had gotten beat –
I hadn't thought of that. That's actually – that's exactly how I felt on the drive home listening to Joe Weil on the postgame
you
show.
Somehow,
by the way, shout out Bob from Warwick being the first caller last night.
Oh, I heard him. I heard him. He's also lining up talk to WEEI Afternoons. But you somehow won two of three games in a series, and it feels like you lost the series because last night it feels like you – lost the game. You didn't get beat. We can accept if you go out there and you lose 3-2 because they put a runner on in the eighth and they, you know, base hit gets him to second, then he tags up, whatever. They play good baseball, you play good baseball, and you just tip your old cap and say, they beat us today. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't feel like one of those. It feels like one of those where you allowed the game to get away from you. You were this close to sweeping and really building some momentum into an off day, then a holiday game. Oh, my God, it's the 4th of July. The Red Sox have red, white, and blue. They're going to win this game. So do the Nationals, I guess. So it's not a great comparison, Andy. Idiot. Look at the uniforms before you make the comment. But
and
you're rolling.
Red Sox are more American.
Yeah, they're more American, except for the un-American style of baseball they play that offends everyone that's ever played the game, coached the game, or watched the game. And that's what annoys me, is that they just popped the balloon. There was a little bit of helium in the balloon. We were all floating just a little bit. Well, not all of us, not Ted, but a lot of us were starting to float a little bit with that extra helium, and they popped the damn balloon. And like that. That's what pisses me off. And I do. Like, you keep taking the bait, and I give Ted credit. He wasn't going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
Why do we do that? Why are we the dumb mouse that doesn't see the cat outside the hole, and we look and we go, oh, my goodness. There's more cheese for me right here. I cannot believe. And you just walk out and you bite it, and the cat tries to eat you. What do you think, dummy?
Because I think we want
no free cheese.
We want to enjoy sports. I mean, it's as simple as that. We want to enjoy sports over the course of the next couple months when it's Red Sox season. It's not Patriots season yet. We're going to talk ourselves into July 23rd when they jog out there. It's Patriots. It isn't. They won't have helmets on. They won't have any contact. They'll just be running around like a bunch of high school kids prepping for the season. It's baseball season for a while now. And if we don't have baseball, then what do we have? Nothing. Nothing.
What are we supposed to do? Like, oh, man, are you betting on the hot dog eating contest? Like, no, that's fun to talk about for one segment on a holiday fill-in radio show. These aren't the things. Andy, I've been thinking in advance of next Monday's radio show when we return from the holiday weekend for the Fitzy Five. Earlier this morning, I was like, oh, I was finishing up our little segment on fireworks and fun for 2:45 today. And I thought, you know what I'll do Monday? I'll try to get us fired up for the rest of this depressing Red Sox pre-Patriots
training
camp summer.
Glad you ended that sentence a different way than I expected. You want to say that? You know what I'll do on Monday? I'll try to get us fired. Oh, awesome. Great. Great plan long weekend.
I'll take the sword. It's fine. So I was thinking, like, you know what I'll do? I'll just come up with a list of the five sporting events that will fill the calendar now that we're all basically out on the Red Sox before training camp. Yeah, I think I got two events in. Like, I was trying to think of five events to get fired up for the rest of the summer before. And I had
home run derby.
Home run derby.
Yeah, that's
Tom Brady statue
response.
Unveiling, and
now we're getting excited about a flipping statue, a piece of.
Well, it is going to be 12 feet tall and majestic.
Okay, it's still a statue. It does nothing. It just it literally does nothing.
Provokes emotions and it brings about memories of goatness.
It does nothing, and we don't even know if it'll be good based on the recent history of statues across the country for sports figures. Sometimes they're either small or look nothing like the person they're supposed to, or have too much artistic interpretation. Right?
I better not. What'll be more depressing for New England sports fans?
Red
the
Sox.
Remainder of this. Here's my on-the-fly poll question for the show today. What will be more depressing for Boston sports fans the remainder of this summer? The Red Sox continuing to play at a rate that they've played the first half plus of the season? Or if the Brady statue is not as fulfilling as they think it's going to be and doesn't look anything like Tom Brady?
The Brady thing, because that could be for perpetuity. You could look at that for the rest of your life here in New England as a sports fan and remember the greatness of Tom Brady, but be reminded not of that when you look at the statue, but reminded of how ugly it is, or how it doesn't look like him, or how it looks like the courtroom sketch artist version of him, or, you know, it's mini Tom Brady, or whatever the other issues we've had over the years.
Oh, Tom Brady is one of my favorites.
So hopefully they actually nail that, and hopefully the Red Sox turn this around starting tomorrow. I'm not totally packing it in. I know Scheim was kind of done with them. It's a long season, and that is what I do keep reminding myself. The beauty of baseball is you can stink for a long time and then put it together for a month and turn everything around and make people forget everything. And I do still believe some of what I was spewing yesterday trying to get Ted to our side of the street. You do have Bregman coming back. You do have Yoshida maybe coming to the big leagues for one of the six shortest first basemen in the history of baseball.
And to play first base just like JT Snow.
I'm rooting for him. Somebody needs to stand up for the guys that are 5'9"-ish or under. I'm rooting for him to be a good first baseman.
Definitely
I'm also,
under.
Also expecting, easy
thank you.
There, Jacob. Wow, Jacob, just chiming in early with pot shots, the Bully Andy Brigade here on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to do things early. Let's go to the phone lines early. And let's go to Fitzy's favorite caller. He was the first to the postgame show. And where he admitted he was, not exactly a fan of the Boston Red Sox. Bob in Warwick will spew something. What's up, Bob?
Well, this is what's up. If Henry fires Cora, which he should do, then you got the next possibility is Jason Veritek. The best thing he ever did, well, the only thing he ever did that was notable was punch Alex Rodriguez in the mouth.
Mm.
You want him as your manager next one? I think he can do better than both of those guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob.
A great story.
Do I need to remind Bob that Cora is definitely a better manager than Boone? 100% is a better manager than Boone. I don't know if he has lost the clubhouse.
Savages in the box.
Team, whatever. But Alex Cora is a better manager than the manager of the New York Yankees. If Alex Cora was available, one of the suitors at some point would be the New York Yankees. Because he's a big market manager with a ring on his finger that can deal with clubhouses and personalities and most stars not named Raffy Devers, and would probably be a good thing for the Yankees. So, Bob, I turn that table on you, you Red Sox hating old whatever you are, coming at me early in this show. 617-779-7937. We will include plenty of phone calls today if you want to celebrate the day before the 4th of July. It's not a holiday for Fitzy. It's not a holiday for Hart. It's not a holiday for Ted Johnson. We're leading you into the big night before. Do people pregame for 4th of July? Is there event? Like, is there like 4th of July night, the July 3rd night activities?
Is 4th of July Eve, if you will?
Yeah. Is that
I think that's kind of up to you, depending on proximity to boats, beaches, parties, barbecues, street shutdowns, etc. Don't forget, a lot of towns already started with their fireworks the weekend before. I'm not sure how they did it on the South Coast or throughout the rest of New England. I know a lot of Cape Cod did their fireworks last night. So, I mean, like, I love, you know, the same way Christmas is a whole season.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl has now become a Mardi Gras week of football spectacular festivities wherever the host city happens to be. I kind of like that the 4th of July is bleeding out a little longer, and it's basically July 1st to the 4th. It's just an extended celebration of gluttony, hedonism, and Americana.
And I do believe I read somewhere on social media, and I don't always trust these, I believe today
it's
is...
on social media, it was real.
It was today is National Fried Clam Day, July 3rd. So that is a way to kick off your extended 4th of July weekend with some fried clams, or... if you want to go big or go home, I usually go with the fisherman's platter. So you get the fried clams and fried everything else. And then sometimes your belly doesn't feel great afterwards. But
highly underrated, the fry. Even though the scallop is, you know, so good on its own in so many other ways. And some people would say, how dare you fry a scallop? Like, scallop might be the most underrated piece of seafood there is.
Oh, I think it's the best. It's definitely my favorite. It is the opposite end of the spectrum of lobster. I believe lobster is the most overrated seafood item that there is.
That might not be a bad take.
I'm a scallop guy. They are tremendous. We got a couple texts chiming in. One making fun of me for being short, so we won't read that one. Sox keep winning series equals playoffs. There is some truth to that. We talked about it yesterday. Even though I feel crappy after that loss last night, if you keep going 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, you're going to be a playoff team. And you're going to reach at least the wild card, although Sam Kennedy said this morning on the Greg Hill Show, they are not focused on the wild card. They're focused on winning the division, to which I said, I'm focused on dunking. But, you know, you might want to just realize that ain't going to happen, and you ain't winning the division. Make the playoffs as a wild card team. Anything can happen. We will get to some of Sam Kennedy's audio. He's been making the rounds. He's part of the campaign. It was Breslow. Then it was Sam Kennedy on Nesson, Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. He was talking about the White House and winning divisions and winning World Series and all of those things. So he may have started celebrating a little bit early, appropriately, with the Greg Hill Show up at Winnipesaukee this morning. We also will have a fun afternoon with Ted Johnson. We got a little impromptu pre-holiday TED Talk on the horizon. Ted Johnson's favorite running backs to tackle and guys he wished he would have had a chance to tackle who either played before him or after him. We'll get to that. We will get to the bottom of this hour. A little idea I had last night after those Millers at the bar that I had to pay for. We're going to look into fireworks and compare fireworks to some other things. Fitzy's put together a very entertaining segment for us. But up next, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Red Sox. Are you buying into what exactly they are selling in terms of being buyers at the trade deadline? Do they need to be above 500 to be buyers? Are they going to buy no matter what? Which is what they've sort of been selling us, because they still believe in their baseball team as they get back Bregman and Yoshida and the rest of the troops. 617-779-7937. Talking Red Sox baseball, even though they ripped our hearts out again last night with that ugly loss. But first, we have what's trending from my guy Jacob, who's taking pot shots early in the show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go. WEEI Afternoons here, July 3rd, heading into the at least top one of the top three holidays on the calendar, 4th of July. Bruce, thank you. You're highly overrated, but that song is not. That's a great song. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, no need for a shot at one of the great American poets, storytellers, and musicians.
No, I know. And someday he'll get his first number one hit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Look it up. Trivia question.
Oh, yeah? How many number one hits has George Strait had?
61, I believe.
No, that chart doesn't count.
Country. Oh, no, it counts. 61.
No, country number ones don't count. That's like leading AAA in home runs. Nope.
They call you King George for a reason. But that was the voice of Sam Kennedy you also heard there. Front office report, the Greg Hill Show. continuing to make the rounds, campaigning, Breslow or Kennedy, Kennedy or Breslow. They're everywhere. They're on NESN. They're on WEEI. And they keep telling us, we're going to be the team we thought we were building in the offseason. We're going to add to this team. We're going to be buyers. And I continue to wonder, are they being very political right now in the sense that they feel like they're campaigning and they feel like they're making promises that they may not necessarily be able to keep? Because I was listening this morning when Sam Kennedy was on, and as soon as he exits the show, Wiggy's like, my side of the street. Yep, they're backing themselves in the corner. They're basically telling you they're making it so they have to be buyers. And Curtis is like, no, they don't. What if they're a sub-500 team in 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, just before the trade deadline, whatever it is? And then Wiggy's like, wow, then they might not buy. And it's like, okay. I think they have to buy either way. I think they, if the trade deadline were today and they were 43 and 45, I think they have to be buyers based on what they have said. Based on what they've said. Based on, we still believe. We're not that far out. We think this team. We're adding Bregman. We're adding Yoshida. Like, I think they absolutely are painting themselves into a corner of buyers. And I love that. I think that's a good thing. Right up until little gullible Andy doesn't get what he wants and they don't buy anything and maybe they sell something off. That will piss me off. But right now, I'm being optimistic.
Okay. You can be as optimistic as you want to be. You can be, you know, listen, I don't ever want to strip anyone of their fandom. Belief is a beautiful thing. And like I've said, and I maintain, great journeys often begin with a small leap of faith. But this team has shown me what they can do. This team has shown me who they are time and time again. I'm not going to sit here and, flagellate and beat up on, Greg Weissert because he gave up a grand slam last night and his ERA was once minuscule and now it's up to 3.5. Like, he is who he is. Like, they got some great innings out of him earlier and now it's to diminishing returns. Why? Because the bullpen's been inconsistent, and outside of Chapman, you really don't have any proven horses back there. My God, my kingdom for the days of Chris Martin being able to come in and give you a shutdown seventh and eighth inning. What a difference that would make on this team. And I don't know. At this point, Andy, I don't know whose fault it is, and I kind of don't give a flying flipping Fenway. Somebody needs to teach somebody at some level how to throw from the outfield to the infield, how to field the ball cleanly, and how to keep a clean sheet and walk out of the game with zero ease, just at least a couple of times a week. What is it with this team and their friggin' defense? I don't get it.
It's interesting you brought that up because I just started, damn it. Okay, I started following somebody, Zach Scott, on Twitter because he popped across my timeline, and he is apparently former general manager with the Mets. And he is in modernizing sports ops, elevating sports leaders, launching sports careers, blah, blah, blah. But he comments on baseball. He has some inside baseball knowledge. And he tweeted in response to your guy Savage, actually. Okay. Can someone actually explain how the Red Sox have been the worst fundamental baseball team in majors for years? And yep. Zach Scott, this guy, replied, a Red Sox player development member once told me that he knew it was time for an exit strategy, I think he means from the organization, when a newly hired by Bloom minor league field coordinator declared in their first meeting that, quote, we no longer coach fundamentals, close quote.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, the field coordinator, player development, minor leagues, we no longer coach fundamentals. And then, this guy apparently was like, yeah, probably time for me to look for a new gig if we're not going to be doing that in the player development department of the Boston Red Sox. But that falls in line with what Craig Breslow has told us. He said it on the Greg Hill show last week sometime, I believe it was, that we've done the analysis, and at all levels, we struggle with defense, we struggle with base running. You know why that might happen? Because you don't teach it, you don't coach it, you don't invest in it. And this morning, Sam Kennedy said the same thing. We need to invest more time there in spring training, wherever it may be in the minor leagues. Isn't it as simple as when you don't teach or coach something, generally you don't get better at it?
Yeah, it would be like if a team ran nothing but tackling drills, or like, no, they worked on Andy. It was like an NFL team basically just ran a passing clinic, right? Everything was like one of those air raid camps kids go to sometimes in the summer to work on their route trees and, 10s and 15s and 20 yards. Awesome. Great. You guys can score with the best of them. You're the worst tackling team of all time, and you have no special team fundamentals. Why?
Correct.
Because you don't teach them or practice them. And now this baseball team is doing the same thing. I find this actually to be borderline contemptible. Like, this is an insult to people that like watching the all-around great game of baseball and not just, oh, look at this team. Always swinging out of their socks. The old Fenway driveliners.
Driveline. They care about pitching and spin rate and all that crap, and then launch angles and all that crap. And some of the fundamentals, the simplest stuff, especially for a team that I do think has some athletes both at the major league level and has injected some athleticism into the minor league system without knowing all the guys, obviously. Like, coach them up. So worst case scenario, if things go wrong in some of the other areas, we can be a scrappy, athletic, try-hard team. Because right now they're not. And it's not just the young guys. They have occasionally old guys. Trevor Story thrown out at second base the other night. Like, Romy Gonzalez. Like, some of the old guys also make mistakes.
Because he fell trying to do, Andy, let's go back to a point we were making earlier this week. Two things. I was saying that inconsistency I find to be the most maddening element of this team. Turns out that actually may be a silver medal winner next to not teaching fundamentals at the base level of the organization and operation. And you were talking about people trying to do too much. This is probably what we have. We can call it Duran syndrome. Like, Jaron Duran is literally trying to win the game with every catch, with every throw, with every single, with every stolen base. He can't. There's no such thing as an 8-run home run. Try as you will, Red Sox. It just doesn't exist.
Stupid question from the 413.
No such thing, but okay.
No, his words, not mine, or her words, not mine. They actually started the question with stupid question. Why the hell do professional, all caps, baseball players need to be coached on freaking fundamentals, all caps? Well, because they're young and they're developing. And also, I would argue, everybody needs to be coached up or reminded of some of the fundamentals of their jobs. Like, you know, in a lot of forms of professional careers, whether it's teaching or whether it's the medical field, you got to get, what do they call them?
CEDs? Recertified.
Like, you got to get continuing education points or whatever to prove that you're still studying your field, that you're still prepping, that you're not just going to live off that degree that you got in college maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, that you're keeping, like, up with the times.
Yeah, do you still know where the major organs
are?
Or, how to perform an incision. It's like Dan Ball and I share the same hot take. Every 10 years, you should be retested for your driver's license.
Sure, everybody should be. And to just assume, especially when you have a guy, I don't know, Roman Anthony, who's only a couple years out of high school. Some of these guys that we're talking about, they're young players. And when you're, especially, let's say a guy's in the Northeast, you played high school baseball in the Northeast, and then you went to college, like, you didn't get as many reps as some of those people in Florida that play baseball year-round. So, like, to think just because a guy has reached double-A, triple-A, Major League Baseball, that he is a fundamentally sound player, finished product, now he can just focus on purely the higher-end levels of the game. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely need to be taught fundamentals and reminded of fundamentals. And then some of the fundamentals that pop up at a faster rate, right? Like, playing defense against base runners in single-A ball is not going to be the same as Ellie De La Cruz running the bases, right? Or Jaron Duran running the bases. Like, oh, things are happening a little faster and more aggressively.
That's a great point. Sliders have a greater spin rate. Fastballs get faster. Runners get faster. The game gets more difficult. So being able to lean into and actually refresh your fundamentals. Good Lord, how many times does the boss man, producers come in from behind the glass and go like, great job, guys. Andy, can you work on the back sell from that segment? And also, can we get out a minute sooner?
Yeah, like, you get out at 2:56:37. Can we get out at 2:56:13? And I'm like, yes, sir, I will. Like, you're absolutely, that's a perfect example. Even in this business, there are little things that we need to clean up, make better on a daily basis. And yeah, and they need it in Major League Baseball. They need it in Minor League Baseball. And for some reason, I don't know whether we blame Chaim Bloom, whether there's more blame for others in the organization. Sam Kennedy, you're the president, means you probably signed off on some of these hires, fires, organizational budgets and things where money is invested. So, Sam Kennedy, you're part of it. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Rick in New Hampshire has a comment on the Red Sox as well as the Brady statue that we mentioned. What's up, Rick?
Hey, so anyway, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but the thing is, you had mentioned earlier about, you know, Red Sox are a 500 ball team. Well, they got to win a couple more games to be a 500 ball team.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it aggravates me, you know, I'm sure it aggravates all you guys, is I go online and I read all these stories. And the thing that gets me is, no matter who you listen to, and these are the insiders, these are the guys that you know personally, are saying, yep, there's no way Alex Cora has to worry about his job. He's guaranteed. They can come in last. They can play as bad as they want. Alex Cora doesn't have to worry about his job, period. And that aggravates me to death.
Okay, what was your thought on the Brady statue?
The Brady statue is everybody saying, oh, well, it could be this, it could be that. Hey, you know, put him in the Heisman Trophy pose, put a helmet on him, nobody will know the difference. Everybody will be happy.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
Did Tom Brady ever strike the Heisman pose once in his career?
I don't think he did.
No.
I don't think he has that in him. He certainly didn't win the Heisman.
He didn't run down to the end zone, whether he was trailed by Ryan Mallett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jacoby Brissett, or whoever, and, you know, strike the Heisman pose every Sunday in the end zone. He'd pumped his fist and yelled, let's effing go.
Because generally, to strike the Heisman pose, you have to do something athletic, right? Like a rushing touchdown, spin move, great catch or something. He did play with a guy who did that, Charles Woodson. Did the Heisman pose. And when you're a defensive player,
deservedly
like,
so.
Yes. When you're a defensive player and strike the Heisman pose, it's kind of like the, yeah, I expect to be in the conversation for the Heisman because it's not easy as a defensive player. But no, I'm not sure Tom Brady needs to be striking the Heisman. I would be thumbs down on that. That would be, if they pulled off the sheet and you're like, wait, is that Brady in the Heisman pose? That would be one of the worst statues I've ever seen. No offense,
Rick.
What
the hell is this?
Yeah.
What if it's Brady kind of like, you know, leaning to one side with the football on the other, and it's like in the Urlacher juke pose?
Yep. Nope. I don't love that either.
I don't love that at all. Nope.
I know a lot of people think it's kind of weird, but the fist pump pregame to me, the end of the run down the field, because he also did similar things on the field when he would throw a touchdown pass or make a play, avoid a sack. I like the fist pump because I think he made LFG a thing. He made LFG a much bigger phrase, acronym, social media, like everything.
Your son played football in high school and probably had friends that played a few years before him and they a few years before that. Did kids say en masse at the collegiate high school or youth level, let's go or let's effing go
Tom Brady?
No, that's his thing.
Tom Brady. So to me, that's the visual representation of the LFG, of the let's go. So that's what I would put as the statue. But we'll see. We'll find out. Fitzy's very excited. It may be a part of the Fitzy
Five. We broadcasting live from Foxborough that day? I think we should.
Sure. I'm all for it. I don't even know what day it is.
It's Thursday, Friday? It's their only home preseason game Friday, August 8th against the Commanders.
All right, put that in. Put a request in with Boss Man Laird if we can be live.
I already did. You know what the response was?
No.
Well, we've got a lot going on with the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, that's hurtful. 617-779-7937. We've had JK. A little Red Sox talk to start the show because, well, they are floundering again, and I'm not happy with them. Up next, though, it's the eve of the 4th of July. That means fireworks tonight, fireworks tomorrow, probably Saturday night, all weekend long. If you have dogs, you might not be a fan of that. I know Rich Keefe is not a fan of that. But we like fireworks here, and we've come up with a little game. We're going to go over some names of fireworks that Fitzy found online at stores that sell fireworks, and we're going to go over those because I hear they're unbelievable, and they almost sound like something that has nothing to do with fireworks. That's up next here on WEEIF.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
That, of course, is Katy Perry, who, unlike Bruce Springsteen, has had number one hits as a musician.
I'll stand for none of that slander or comparison, sir.
I just love that. It's one of my great ways to tick off the crazy Bruce Springsteen fans out there, is just point out that he never had a number one hit. Although we did have a cranky, annoyed text who's like, he did write some songs that were number one or something. Like, great, I don't care.
This next song goes out to a guy from the south coast of Massachusetts that doesn't believe that I'm able to generate top hits and be an American legend.
Are you a Springsteen guy? You one of those guys that follows him around?
No, I'm not one of those guys that goes gaga over him and just hears Bruce Springsteen and melts like microwave popcorn butter.
Good.
No.
Good.
But do I love Bruce Springsteen? Absolutely.
Meh. Anyway, this next segment I'm going to let everybody know was a from a brainstorming session from Fitzy and Hart about 10 o'clock last night. May have been a few beers consumed prior to the brainstorming session. So that's either why we were so creative and it was such a good idea, or it's telling you why this is going to be a disaster. But this segment
what
is known as Real Firework Name or 80s Porn Film. You decide.
Right.
So, Nick Fitzy Stevens, take it away.
All right. Zach, can I have the music for the, please?
That's a porn music.
There you go. Yeah, listen, Andy, I know everybody loves fireworks. Sometimes those fireworks go off in the bedroom. Sometimes those fireworks go off in the backyard or the beaches.
Sometimes they go off prematurely and people get hurt.
That's true. Everyone be careful of your hands and plans going into this 4th of July. Please, please firework responsibly. So while looking at the names of some of these fireworks available locally in New Hampshire, where they love freedom and a good time in the air, I thought, man, these are really risque. It's unbelievable. These actually sort of sound like porno movie titles. So that's where we came up with actual firework or 80s adult film. Andy, I have prepared a list here for you today. I will be shocked, thrilled, and amazed if you get over 50% on this quiz. Are you ready?
Are you sure? I'm sort of a firework connoisseur.
Okay.
I don't know as much about 80s porn, but...
And I'm sort of an 80s porn... all right. Let's see if the audience can play along as well. Guys, have fun. Here we go. Actual firework or 80s adult film. Here we go. Bangin' Hard.
That is a firework.
All right. This man knows his pyrotechnics and explosives. You are correct, sir. That
nice,
is actually...
one for one. I'm better at this than Quiz with Stiz.
That's one of those. It's a large boxed firework that just fires off a bunch of
loves.
It's fun. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Next one. Pandora's Mirror.
That could either be one of those sparkling shower type pyrotechnics, but I'm going to say that is an 80s porno film.
A woman goes into an antique shop to buy furniture and notices a large mirror, which the owner refuses to sell, claiming it's possessed. She persuades him to let her borrow it for a few days. When she gets home and looks at it, she discovers it has the power to show her the way to be a nymphomaniac.
I don't know if I'm proud to say I'm now 2-0 or gonna start to get embarrassed if I'm really good at this. But go ahead, proceed.
All right, ready? Taboo.
The answer to that one feels like it should be both. I don't know if that is allowed in this game.
It's not allowed. It's one or the other.
I'm going to say that's 80s porn, because if it was a firework, I would call it taboom.
Well played. A female friend of a sexually frustrated mother tries broadening her horizons with an orgy. Though avoiding it, the new feelings cause her to force herself on her sleeping son. To her amazement, the seduction is mutual.
I am going to start to throw one of these so I don't seem overly creepy and weird. And
this guy knows a lot about porn and pyrotechnics. What's his deal?
All right, here we go. Next one. Loud and nasty.
That is a firework.
That is actually a spinning noise machine that shoots off the green and red flares all around. You do know your fireworks and surprisingly your pornography as well.
Yeah, I'm both proud and ashamed all in once.
Blue ecstasy.
Blue ecstasy. That's also a firework.
I'm sorry. From 1982, bluer than blue, hotter than hot, ready or not, here I come.
Excuse me?
That was the tagline.
Did you Google these on your own computer?
Yes, there's no, I perverted
honey,
no
it's
firewall.
For the show.
All right,
show
next one.
Show prep, honey.
2 minute super finale.
That has to be a firework. Right.
I so wanted that one to actually be a movie. Correct. A lot of us in the audience can relate to that on multiple fronts. Pretty peaches.
Pretty peaches.
Pretty peaches.
Sounds like a country song. I am going to say that's an 80s porn.
When Peaches' boyfriend, Bobby, peeps on Peaches' divorced mother, the mother forces him to strip and has her way with him. Thinking her mother's a prude, Peaches looks for sexual advice from both her stepfather and her Vietnam veteran stepuncle.
That seems made up. That seems like a made-up version of an 80s porn.
These are all from IMDb.
Jeez.
All right. Ready? Bigger is better.
I'm gonna say 80s porn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That is a firework.
That could have been both
like
as well.
It launches like a cannon turret, which is also what the...
All right, last one before we get in trouble. Wrap it up.
All right, here we go. Champagne for breakfast.
Champagne for... That doesn't really make sense as a firework, although I guess the champagne of like... I'm going to say porn.
High executive champagne hires Harry as a chauffeur for her sex trips.
I went like 6-2 in this or something like that.
Dude, you dominated on that.
I am, again, both proud and a little embarrassed to say that I did. But that is the brainchild of some Millers last night down the street here when WEEI went out and Fitzy didn't have to pay. That was real firework name or 80s porn film. And Fitzy needs to clean out the cash on his home laptop before his wife sees that. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson's going to join the show. We're going to bid adieu to Fitzy. He's going to get a little getaway day like the Red Sox today, get an early start on some 4th of July. So enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the weekend, Fitzy.
Happy 4th of July, Andy, everybody, Javon, Zach, and company. Everybody, please remember to firework responsibly. God bless America. You never look better at 249.
Up next, Ted Johnson's got a flowery shirt on. He joins the show. It's time for the three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.